Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So today we're going to be talking about the second coming of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And this is something I want to talk about because it is soon to happen. I don't know the time, I don't know the hour, but God knows the season. And I feel deeply that we are in this season. And the reason why is because we are in the month of May, which is Taurus season. And let's just get into this whole thing. I'm going to be reading from one of my favorite books, the Stars Speak book, and it kind of confirms some things. Now, it could be this year, it could be next year. I don't know. All that I know is Yeshua is soon to come. And that could be tomorrow, that could be next Monday, that could be next year, that could be tonight. Who knows? All I know is I'm going to be ready, and I'm praying that you shall too be ready. So let's get into this whole thing. In God's prophetic sequence of events, Taurus the Bull prophesizes the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. His first coming was prophesied in the sign of Capricorn, the goat. This spoke of a time that Jesus Christ would humble himself to be born in a lowly manger, and that he in turn might be the scapegoat which carried the sins of mankind behind the back of God. His second advent will involve two aspects. He will come as the Son of God, representing his divine side, and he will come as a roaring lion out of the heavens and like an angry charging warrior bull returning to battle and gore his enemies down with his horns of power. The glory and the splendor of his exaltation will be evident, for he will come as a King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. Okay, the one. Yes, sir. Let's get into this. The scriptures that refer to Jesus Christ as the Lord and the Son of Man relate to his humility and his humility aspects on his earthly journey, in which he became identified completely with the human race. So just right there, we can see that Yeshua is soon to return. And I just want to thank the Lord, because Yah has been very gracious and merciful in my life. And I'm thankful that he reveals things in the seasons and the times that they're meant to be revealed. And he deserves all the glory and all the praise. And I thank him so much for what he has allowed me to understand. And I'm thankful to be able to share this with you guys, because I want us all to be ready when Yeshua returns. Because at the end of the day, you know, your house got to be in order. And I'm not just talking about your literal house. I'm talking about your spiritual house, your conscious house. Get those things in order, because when God comes, he's coming like a thief in the night. You're not going to know when he's going to come. He's just going to come. So let's get back into this word. So the Son of Man speaks of the suffering side of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the same Son of Man will come again in a threefold glory: the glory of his Father, the glory of the angels, and the glory of himself. So to sustain this thought, let us consider the sample of many scriptures which establish the second coming of the Son of Man. So we're going to be reading from Matthew 16, 27 and 28. And it says, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Matthew 24, 30 says, "Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Another scripture we should keep in mind, and this is important, is Matthew 24, 44, which states, "Therefore, be ye also ready, for which in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh." So Luke 21, 27 states, "And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him." And that's Revelations 1:7. The Lord Jesus Christ will return as the Son of Man and as the Son of God, the divine Word of God. These two aspects relate to his humility and exaltation. So the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is split into two ways. First, on the Son of Man, which is his humility, suffering, and humanity side, and then as the Son of God, which is the Christ, the Word, his exaltation, the glory, and divinity side. Notice that the humility aspect of the Lord Jesus Christ is presented first. The gospel writers Matthew, Mark, Luke introduce the Son of Man. John introduces the Word of God, the exalted Christ in his coming. This always is God's order, for he operates according to his principles. This is one of them. First humility and then exaltation. First the cross and then the crown. The Lord Jesus Christ will come charging out of heaven like an angry bull, ready to war against the Antichrist and his army. He will come as the Son of Man and as the Word of God. And so let's go to some scriptures. We're going to go to Revelation 19:11-16. And I saw the heavens open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon it was called Faithful and True. And the righteous he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had the name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of the mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth with winepress on the fierceness of wrath of the Almighty God, the Most High, Yahweh. I know that's right. And he hath on his vesture, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Revelation 19:11-16. The Lord Yeshua Christ, the Son of Man and the Son of God, overcomes the person of the Antichrist at the Battle of Armageddon, slaying him with the sharp sword of the Word out of his mouth. It takes both sides of the Son of Man and the Word of God to be a mighty warrior against the literal Antichrist and his army in that day. Likewise, it will take two natures of Jesus Christ for us to combat the Antichrist spirits in the world today. The rapture, which is the catching away of the overcoming saints, is near and at hand. Consequently, we contend with an ever-increasing onslaught from the Antichrist spirits, which are being loosened upon the earth in these end times. So based on this, we need both the suffering and humility side and the exalted side and the glory side of the Father in order for us to overcome these end time spirits and things that are being loosened upon the earth. And I believe we can do this, you guys. All we have to do is remain true to Yah, keep his commandments, keep his word, hold to the promises of the Lord, and continue working on ourselves and working on our spiritual development and growth in God, and everything will be okay. And know that Yeshua is on the way. God is on the way. Christ is on the way, and he's going to bring vindication, justice, and oh my gosh, redemption, restoration, peace, and everything else that the children need. All you have to do is just trust in Yah. Trust in Yahweh. He got you. He got us. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this was helpful. I just kind of wanted to talk about this because as I was doing my own private studying, it was really powerful, and it gave me hope. It gave me an excitement to celebrate and to be happy to know that Yah has not forgotten about his people and that he is coming for vindication and restoration and for all that these people have done to us in these nations, y'all. Ooh, God is not going to allow it to be permitted again. It's over. It's over in the name of Yeshua. It's over. We got this. God got this. I love you guys, and God bless.